Hey guys, Nate Clear here from First Funding, presenting Non-Dell Influencers Podcast. Today we've got Bryce and Brad Bradley from Rosegate Mortgage, and as always, I've got my co-host Nick Krakowski here. Today we're talking about, is it right for you to move over into the non-delegated channel? Is it right for you to go independent? If you are a broker that's signing in, you're listening to this podcast, and you've thought for 2 seconds about correspondent, said, "Ah, that's not for me." If you're a broker that said, "I'm never going to go correspondent, that's not for me." If you're an independent originator and you've thought, "You know what? There's no way I could do this on my own," this podcast, this episode is certainly for you. So let's go ahead and get started. Guys, Bryce, Brad, we're, 2020, 2021, fantastic years, right? Super low interest rates, ton of purchase business, ton of refinance business. Really great time to be in the industry. Really, the last 12 months, not so much. We've been working with you guys now for just shy of a year. And where we're seeing a lot of consolidation, we're seeing businesses just out and out fail. We're hearing from a lot of our, some of our existing customers and those that are just trying to cut it. They're like, "Dude, I'm barely able to make ends meet. I may have to go switch and go do something else," et cetera. We're looking at you guys, and not only are you guys increasing unit count month over month, increasing volume, you're attracting loan officers, increasing loan officer count, expanding into multiple states. How are you guys doing it?
Well, it's tough. It's tough business out there right now. We're not growing as rapidly as we want to, but we're trying to do what we refer to as controlled growth. And I think one of the things that we focused on, and Bryce can speak to this, is we try to be really efficient and try to be as low cost as we can. And having started recently, we've been able to keep our eyes on that ball and not grow too fast or not take on too much overhead at the same time. We really have to have a good platform. So Bryce can speak to that, but I mean, we're not setting any records by any stretch of the imagination, and we're in there slugging it every day. We have an expression in the mortgage business: it's a dogfight every day, and
Sure.
then get up the next day and we do it again. Bryce, what do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I couldn't agree more. Really, we've just been blessed to, first off, have a great team. We have a saying, "We are the company," or "You are the company." So everybody at Rosegate, it really just takes a team, right? It's not the company that makes the loan officer, or the organization itself. It's the people, right? So we're very blessed to have a great team, but also we're fortunate to have started when we did. I think the timing was good for us simply because we started in the middle of 2020, so we kind of caught the tail end of that refi boom, but we didn't form bad habits. So we didn't go out and buy a bunch of leads and churn and burn, focus on transactions. All we've ever focused on is purchase money business. I've got a great partner in Brad, and he said, "Hey, the refi business is going to dry up when rates go up. It's going to happen. So we've got to be purchase money focused and focus on home buyers, partnering with real estate agents, advisors, adding a lot of value, right? Working with a family to put a plan together to buy a house that's in line with their goals and their financing." So we've done that, and that's all we've ever focused on. So while we did refi business in 2020 and 2021 and even 2022, all we've ever focused on is purchase money business. So nothing's changed for us in the way that we go about our business. We're local in the community. That's where business is done. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. And so that's why we're just focused on hiring the best people we can and making sure they've got the very best platform to help real estate agents, but most importantly, help home buyers.
Gotcha. So to that end, you're talking about staying local. This was a big piece that we were talking about. It's like, okay, cool. We see you got you in a couple of states. Are you guys planning on moving to Texas? Are you guys trying to, expand across the East Coast? Could you enlighten us kind of your mindset? You mentioned local, but you are in multiple markets. Can you kind of walk us through kind of the methodology, what your thought process is in terms of, that expansion? Brad, you had talked at the very beginning, just controls growth. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that especially if you want to relate it to lending, correspondent, non-delegated correspondent lending, you take on a whole new level of risk when you start funding your own loans. Mm-hmm. And so one of our operational precepts that we believe strongly in is you have to have a certain amount of centralized processing. Mm-hmm. So your operations needs to have some type of centralization, or you won't be able to control your quality.
Right.
So we have that in place. Number two is you have to have really good technology to allow that. And coming in later in the game, we've been able to invest in the best technology. So we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. And then number three, when we say real estate is local, we like a decentralized sales model. So we want to be in the community. We want our loan pros to be able to meet face to face with their partners, personally go to all the closings, and be able to have a client for life and live in that community and originate in that community. And so our model is pretty simple. We decentralize our sales. We think that's the client facing piece. Needs to be in the community, local, and then we do the best we can to try to centralize the back office operation so that it's efficient and the quality is there, and we can have a really good platform for our salespeople to be successful.
Excellent. So to that end, centralized operations, are you guys work in the office guys, or do you allow remote work?
Yeah, so I'll take that. It's sort of a mix. So what I mean by that is our model is quite simple. We're a mortgage origination company. So most of our team are loan officers, or loan pros, as we call them.
Yep.
So it's important that our loan pros get out. Like, so we've talked about community. So they're having coffee, they're having lunch with clients and doing consultations, meeting the family, going to closings, training their real estate agent partners on market updates, what's going on, right? It moves from a buyer's market to a seller's market, back to a buyer's market quickly, mm-hmm. Especially in the past year. So face-to-face interaction, we are big on. So our loan pros are out in the community most of the time. When they spend too much time in the office, we start to ask questions, you know, hey, are you spending enough time educating your partners, spending enough time with your clients, building your business? Having said that, we do want our loan pros coming in the office a minimum of 2 to 3 hours a week. So we train every Monday as a company. We get better. We invest in ourselves. And then on Wednesday mornings, we have a full sales meeting and full company meeting. And that's when they align with their loan partners on their pipeline, on their deals. And you know, that's where the sausage is made, so to speak. So they're in the office a couple of days a week minimum, really in the mornings. And then they're out. But everybody else that supports our loan pros, supports sales, we're in the office every day. So in-house processing and closing, in-house creative team for all things marketing, administrative support, managing support. We have in-house underwriters. We're here. We're available. So our loan pros are calling in, but they're also coming in. And we think that's hugely important, because if you've worked with companies as a partner to where they're not in the office and they're not aligned and they're having to call each other or teams meet, sometimes it can be tough to get stuff done and push stuff through. So we firmly believe that being in the office is one of our strategic advantages here in 2023, because we can't support our loan pros, our team, our clients, our partners, as well as we would like to, if we were a remote workforce, if that makes sense.
Also, Nate, one quick thing. There was a question that came in about what we're doing in the community. One of the reasons we want our loan pros out in the community is because they're able to do things like first-time homebuyer seminars, training with real estate agents. One of our big focus areas is helping first-time homebuyers realize the American dream. And so we have materials, we have training classes, and our guys can go out into the field and go to businesses or go to real estate offices or go to schools or go to community events and help educate both in financial literacy and in how to put yourself on the road to becoming a first-time home buyer.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. Yeah, that's not seen a whole lot of that today.
Yeah,
I think that's where you get a lot of people out there just, you know, down in the dumps complaining, saying, man, I think I'm going to go bartend or go back to the T-Mobile store and start selling phones again, right? It's because, you know, you get in and all you've ever done was take trigger leads and call and just go, well, this, and this. Here's my script. But you've never gone out there and met somebody face-to-face. You've never shook in somebody's hand and tried to build that relationship. So, yeah, I think that's a huge thing that you guys are doing right. And I think that a lot of other people should start doing right.
So, guys, kind of changing gears here. You guys were in town, as I mentioned, what, 2-3 weeks ago. We had a chance to go to dinner.
Pretty great dinner.
Thank you very much for that, by the way.
Boone's there for Bryce.
I keep hearing about this dinner. I'm hoping to get the invite back one day.
So. Absolutely, yeah. Hey, anytime you come back to Dallas, well, I mean, next time we're gonna have to do something at Hall. So
I missed it because we were out in the community. We had our big event. we had a big event for our partners and clients and did some training. So that's why I missed it.
Yeah.
I'm back to the question about community.
Nice. Well, so one of the things, I mean, naturally we wanted to get to know each other, right, as business partners. You guys, you know, do your warehouse lending through us, and we're, you know, very appreciative of the partnership. But we started the conversation over dinner talking about, well, how did this even, you know, really come to fruition? And then really we got into the meat and potatoes of it, Bryce, once you were able to join us the next morning in the conference room here. So we were talking, you know, hey, you guys started off, you know, middle part, you know, fourth quarter 2020, operating as a broker. Brad, you had mentioned like, hey, no, we're just going to do this straight broker. I mean, when we were, you know, when you guys were thinking about the company and how you guys were going to proceed, you were like, nope, straight and narrow broker. Can you guys kind of share with our, you know, listeners, our viewers, how that process changed and what kind of opened your eyes to Nondell?
Yeah, we have, look, we don't know everything, and we try to learn something new every day. So when we started, my history, I had two other mortgage companies before this, and they were both wholesale lenders, full operation, national wholesale platforms. And I always said, you know, hey, you know, that's hard to do. It's hard to build that, you know? So yeah, capital intensive, let's broker, let's originate, let's be retail. And so our initial concept was we were just going to be a broker. And for all those reasons. And to a certain extent, we still are. Our concept is what we think the industry's changing to, Nate and Nick, is more of a hybrid model. So we like to take the best things of being a broker along with the best things of being a lender and see if we can. What we've done is we put together what we call the hybrid approach. So to some people, they would say, oh, you're a broker. Well, why are you a broker? Well, we're a broker. How are you a broker? Well, because we've got numerous wholesalers we can deal with. There's not a product that we really don't have. We can get the best pricing. So we're not a single box retail. We have all the aspects of a broker. Having said that, what we learned is from the non-Dell perspective is that brokers sometimes can be limited on their flexibility when it comes to structuring loans. For instance, you've got LPC and you've got BPC.
Lender paid comp and borrower paid comp.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You got lender paid comp and you have borrower paid comp, and the twain shall not meet. So right. You get one or the other and that's it. So, and your lender paid comp is set the same on every loan. Well, you and I both know not every loan is the same. So to a certain extent, it affects the customers, affects your ability to service your customer if you can't creatively customize the loan. And being Nondell Core allows us to be able to do that. And we can, as Bryce would tell you about closing costs versus rate and those kind of things. Speak to that real quick.
Yeah. So we, you know, we have a saying here at Rosegate, and it's, hey, you know, somebody buying a home, they really care about three major things. It's getting the house first and foremost on time.
Yep.
It's cash to close, right? On closing day, what's coming out of my bank account to buy this house right now? And then number three, well, what's my monthly payment going to be? like interest rates fluctuate, whatever. At the end of the day, what is a rate even? A rate is just going to drive what the monthly payment's going to be. So what's my monthly payment going to be? Right. So as a broker, and again, broker's a great model. And we are a broker as well as a lender. Right. But when you broker a loan, you set your lender paid comp. So let's say you set it at 2%. You charge 2% on every deal, no matter what. Right. So giving like doing what you need to do if you're getting shopped, or if somebody's having a tough time qualifying, you're running into high cost, it's a smaller loan, it can be difficult. And you're trying to help the consumer, you're trying to help the buyer. So you have to charge 2%, right? And if you don't charge 2% lender paid comp, you end up charging borrower paid comp, right? BPC, which cannot exceed 2%, which is a good thing. But that borrower paid comp, right, is all in box A. So right. It's originator charge in box A. And number one, that presents a pretty uncomfortable conversation for most, because typically, right, it's you're having to justify a new fee for a client. But if it's lender paid comp, it's all in yield spread. So I'm going to get a bit technical, but for those listening to this podcast that are in our world, you'll understand this. So if you set at 2%, you're making your 2% that the lender pays the broker, it's all in yield spread premium. So right. It's all in the rate. What does that affect? Monthly payment. Okay. Yeah. So LPC is this end of the spectrum. Monthly payment's going to be higher. Cash to close is going to be lower.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have to go BPC, well, then there's nothing in yield spread premium and it's all in cash to close. So what it ends up doing is LPC is, hey, it's great for cash to close, but it hurts monthly payment.
Yep.
Right. BPC is, it's great for monthly payment, but it really hurts cash to close, and you're set on one end of the spectrum.
Yep.
So as a broker, you're stuck.
Yep.
Non-Dell Core, the new model, the hybrid, which we love. And this is really what opened our eyes, was what if you could play in this world, right? Between the two, and you could customize making what you need to make, where you set your comp, right? In line with compliance, but you can make what you need to make through yield spread premium and or upfront charge, any type of combination to arrive to the point that you need to fully customize that loan for that borrower based upon what's more important than that. Is it cash to close? Is it monthly payment? Is it a combination, right? Let's ask these questions to configure and customize your mortgage to tailor it exactly in line with your needs.
Love it. Yeah, I think that those are right. I mean, that's the big thing too, right? If you've got that borrower where you're having to run into a borrower paid, you're actually looking at potentially harming the ability for Rosegate or any broker to be able to serve that borrower, that demographic of loan type, et cetera, right? Because like you said, right, you got to make sure that, you know, what the revenue is for actually doing the work is going to be able to keep the company afloat. You know, we're not in the business of doing loans not to make money. You can't do it for free, right? Or it's not a sustainable model, though. So in that case, right, you may not even be able to serve that borrower at that point. I think that to your point, that you're kind of leaving some meat on the bone, so to speak. Thank you so much for kind of giving us a greater breadth of knowledge around the pricing differences between broker and correspondent. Looping back to something that you guys talked about earlier, being local in the community, can you talk a little bit more about, you know, your role as lender on the transaction versus broker and what that looks like for borrower experience? And if you see that as a positive for Rosegate or loan officer seat, kind of what are you guys experiencing?
Yeah, I think it's very, very beneficial for the customer and for the loan officer. And there's a few things that we picked up on just from learning through this. One is when you're able to do a loan with a non-core and you are the actual lender of record. So we close everything in our own name. So it's less confusing for the borrower. Number two is we can customize every loan. So I want a higher rate. I want less money for closing. I want this. I want that. No problem. And so you're able to kind of unlock that formula. Every loan is different and you can customize exactly what they want, because every borrow has a different hot button or whatever that they really need to make their transaction work well for them. So that's big. There's also this world of seller credits, Nate, where when we're brokering a loan specifically, we're really not able to put those to work for the borrower. So being able in this purchase money world to be able to use seller credits to help them buy their rate down, to help them bring less cash to closing. We're able to structure loans sometimes where if the seller credit is at the right level, the buyer brings less money to closing and has a lower rate and has a lower monthly payment. So having that flexibility, really, we have found that our customers are much happier. We're able to provide much better service for them with the flexibility of being able to do that. It's less confusing. Everything's in our name. And so that's kind of, you know, and we give our loan pros total control over structuring what works best for their client.
If I might add quickly, just to simplify it, our loan pros, as a non-Dell correspondent, our loan pros can have the conversation with their buyers and ask, well, what do you want your monthly payment to be? You know, what does your cash to close need to be? And then they can present two or three options for how to get there. Right. And the rate's not stuck on the eighth. It's, you know, down to the thousandth, down to the penny. And so you can tailor a mortgage to meet them exactly where they are, to give them that control, benefiting the client, benefiting the buyer, getting them comfortable and excited. And as a broker, you hope to be able to get close to that. But as a non-Dell core, you can achieve that.
What are you guys seeing right now in terms of loan officer recruiting? Are you seeing, you know, kind of because you guys are so new or, you know, fairly new into the non-Dell channel operating as a lender, have you been able to see a difference from recruiting as a lender or a broker? Does that make a difference?
Well, I would say this. We think we have a joke around here that we're the best kept secret in the mortgage business. Okay. That's not a compliment to us. Our loan pros who, again, this is a new way of doing business. We call it the new model.
Right.
Forever, you know, loan officers are said, here's your rate. Or your broker, here's what you can do. That's it. So there's not a lot of creativity. So we think it's going to take a little while for people to understand it. When we're able to get on a demo with somebody and show them, okay, you can customize your loan for your borrower, they say, really? We say, yeah, and it's great. And so it's, you know, it takes a while for people to change and to understand, but we think this is the future and we think it's going to be really good for the borrowers, for the buyers in the industry to do that. But it's taking us some time to get some traction on our recruiting. So we really appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, absolutely. So Nick, do you ever get the question, how many of your bankers end up going back to broker?
Yeah, every now and then. I think I've probably had maybe a handful over the last 8 years.
Yeah. So can you guys help us understand why would somebody say, no, I don't want to be in this channel? Why, you know, non-delegate, this doesn't work for me?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, and Bryce can speak to this as well. this is not for everyone. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're taking on a lot of risk when you decide you want to get a warehouse line and you want to fund loans in your name because you're the lender of record. And if you don't know what you're doing, it can be dangerous. And so I would caution people from just jumping into this if they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You have to build a nice back room. You have to have good compliance. You better have some people that know what they're doing because it's a lot harder than you think it is. Now, we like it because, you know, our backgrounds, operations, and we like these platforms. Having said that, what we think would be best for some people, look, we still broker. We broker loans. If it doesn't fit right or whatever, we'll still broker. We've been brokering our FHA until we just recently got the lending license for the FHA. But yeah, and there's programs that maybe we don't want to bank, you know, that we're not as comfortable with, or we don't understand as well. So brokering is always going to be there. We still look at ourselves as brokers, finding the best deal for our borrowers. But if someone wants to do this and someone wants to jailbreak the system, as Bryce would say, as far as really being able to customize a loan, our suggestion would be find someone who's got a really good platform. Either one of two things. Either you do it yourself, learn, get an inside operations team that knows what they're doing so you don't get yourself in trouble. Mm-hmm. Or find someone that has a really good platform that knows what they're doing and you could plug into and still receive the benefits of being a non-core lender without having to take on those risks. Bryce?
Yeah, no, I think you covered it. we love the hybrid model. So we're both. Yeah. So it's not one or the other for us. I'd say probably 90% of our business is non-delegated core, which we love because you can fully customize it. But then we still broker, about 10% right now. And, we like having that flexibility just to have any and every program that you need is there. You can compete. You can shop around for your clients. You can do all that. But most of the time for us, it does make sense to push through under our name, our funds through the non-Dell Core channel. And it's been tremendous.
Speak to First Funding. You guys, I must say, I got to put a plug in for you guys. I didn't realize how I've been, out of the business for a few years when Bryce and I started this company. Warehouse lending has gotten to a new level, and mm-hmm. your integration with wholesalers.
Tremendous.
And your technology, what pushed us over the edge to work with First Funding was the technology. And we have people that you trained, and it's so, while we say it's risky, you got to be careful. At the same time, if you're willing to take the time and learn it, companies like First Funding are great partners because you teach us how to do it and you've got great technology and it's seamless. So it's been very good for us on the back end as well.
Well, you've got a great team and best in class technology. So it's been seamless. So from the broker standpoint, originator, processor, closer, whoever's working the loan, essentially, right? Once you're pushing that clear close through closing, what happens from our standpoint, and your team did an amazing job training us and being there for us and getting hands on, which got us very comfortable to make that jump was, hey, it's one additional portal. It's fully integrated. It's just a little bit more time. I say, maybe an hour per loan extra work, which for us was an absolute no brainer, but it's not like you have to start from scratch and it's a whole new huge back end process with your team and your technology and the system that you've built. We've gotten into a really nice rhythm. Whereas, where you would typically stop when you're a broker, right? You get the final package out, you're done. It's just, I would say, one extra portal, maybe an hour worth. And that's for us who, fairly new, but once you really get into a rhythm, I'm sure it's even less, but you've got a really good team. You guys can train them, know what they're doing. It's seamless. And you've been a tremendous partner. So thank you.
Appreciate that, guys. I mean, we really try to make it dummy proof and make sure we can, cover everybody's bases. At the end of the day, we always say, we're on the same team together, right? We want to make sure that these loans are purchased in 3 to 5 days, same as you. So, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. So I guess with that, I know we're kind of running short on time. Guys, if we have our listeners, whether they're retail branches that are interested in it, if you've got loan officers that may be looking to make a switch, or somebody that's just, hey, listen, I've been toying with this notion. I'm listening to this podcast. They're hitting so many of the ideas that I like. What's the best way for them to get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, they can email me or Brad. It's just brad@rosegate.com or Bryce, BRYCE, @rosegate.com. Feel free just to shoot either of us an email. And, we're pretty on it. So we'd love to help any way we can, answer questions. We're happy to do demos, like Brad mentioned. I think the best way to do it is just, hey, get to know somebody, ask questions. Try to understand exactly, what you're trying to achieve and figure out how we can help. And then typically we find when folks, demo the system and actually see for themselves how to fully customize a mortgage and how to have more control. Your top producers tend to want one thing, and that's just more control, right? Yeah. They believe in themselves. And so showing how the system can accommodate that has really just been tremendous.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, guys. We look forward to either seeing you guys out in Charlotte or back here in Dallas and getting a good steak in.
Oh, we'll go to Dallas if we're going to eat steak.
You got it, man.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Well, have a great day. We appreciate the support, and we'll be in touch real soon.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, guys.
See you guys. All right.